I'm glad I know I'm sheltered in the arms of God. I'm glad I'm glad, like Psalm 18:18 said, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my strength. I'm sheltered. I'm held down. I'm stabilized. I've got somebody that's taking care of me. I am on the willing side. Well, glory. Man, oh man. Glory. Yes. Turn over to Psalm 18. Glory to God. I don't know how long I'm going to be in. There's a whole lot of verses in this chapter. But I'm going to be there a while. I'm trying to encourage you. David was looking back on his life. A life of ups and downs, ins and outs. A life of glory and a life of gloom. But when it all cut to the chase, he said, the Lord was my stay. And when we talk about the word stay, we're talking about, you got one on again tonight? Stand up here with it. See, he got it on tonight. Show us a little bit. Tell us about it. What does that do?
That helps.
That keeps this thing from flopping up,
yes,
don't
sir.
It?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You look raggedy if that thing's flopping up like that.
Yeah. Helps it keep it straight.
Well, straighten it up again. I done got it all messed up.
That's okay. And
also, there's a tie stay. You know, it'll hold that down. You know me, when I preach like a wild man, my tie like to flop up on my head and everything else. That's just a whole lot like our Christian life. We flop around and jump around and we're all messed around, beat around. But thank God we're stable because of the Lord being our stay. I am going to try not to preach everything I've preached before. But I am going to just give you a little bit about what last week, and I'm heading on down the road. Amen. Last week I said in verses 1, 2, 3, David's personal delight expressed. By the way, the smile of God is better than the applause of men. Somebody say amen. He's my stay, my stabilizer. He steadies me. He sustains me. Cast all your care on him, for he cares for you. David, look what he said in verses 2, 3. David's personal delight. He, first of all, had a loving commitment. He said, I love the Lord. He said, he did it in a responsive song. He chose to love God. He chose to rejoice. He was a rejoicing servant. Then we saw in verse 1, his lasting conviction. You be convicted too if he said, the Lord is my strength. You know, can I say something to you tonight? The reason a lot of you, can I preach a little bit? See, why is it that we got a bunch of people that just can't stay in church? We got a bunch of marriages that won't stay together. Got a bunch of ministers that moved off the mark. Come on, somebody help me. And we got a bunch of members that flop around. They're in, they're out. They tithe one day and don't tithe the next day. You say, what's wrong with them? The Lord's not their stay. They're trying to do it themselves. They're trying to do it by their strength. But I want to tell you, he's my strength tonight. You ought to praise him tonight. I'm going to try not to preach all this point again. He's my strength. He's my stability. He's the Lord's my rock. He's a firm foundation. He's a fixed foundation. Then he said he's my fortress. He's my security. Somewhere to run and hide when everything's going against me. Somewhere to run and hide when the troubles come my way. He's my buckler. He's my shield. That's not that big shield of faith. That's a little shield that blocks that inner person right here when the devil tries to get into here for you. He's my salvation. He's the horn of my salvation. He's my safety. He's my leaning call. That's who I call on in trouble. But tonight, I want to go a step further. Would you look with me as we look at a few more things? I want to show you, secondly, his powerful deliverance experience. Let me ask a few people. If there's anybody here that's been delivered from the jaws of the devil and the jaws of death or the jaws of something terrible, will you stand? Stay stand. Just stand. Now, wave at me a little bit and you praise him a little bit. My Lord God, you ought to be shouting it out right now. God Almighty has delivered you when the devil wanted you and wanted to destroy you. You may be seated. Let me show you a few things. Look at verse 4 and 5. I'm just preaching down the Bible. Don't know how to preach any other way. The sorrows of death compass me. You know what he said? He said there were some deathly scenarios. But David said, but though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm just not talking about being around a gangbanger. I'm talking about some of you have walked through the valley, almost went where death was. I want to tell you, I'd be in hell tonight if it wasn't for God's mercy. It's hard to tell where I'd be tonight if it wasn't for God's hand. I want to tell you, I probably did tonight if it wasn't for God's hand. I don't like to tell stories about myself much. I really don't. But I do remember the day after Jubilee in 2012 when I was real tired and I went up to Dr. Kinder's and Dr. Kinder put the EKG on me and it showed that my blood pressure was 60 over 38. Showed my pulse was running at that time, 38. Put a harness on me for 3 days. I had all kinds of other stuff going on in my life, some kind of stress and mess, some deathly scenarios. I noticed that thing, whatever you call that harness, it was going off, making noise all weekend long. Just zoom. And I thought, what in God's name's going on? I was sitting up in my office, studying and praying, getting ready to go do something for God. Got a phone call from the hospital, and they said, Pastor Smith, Mr. Smith, don't do anything. Don't drive a car. Don't move. You're about to die. That's what they told me. You said, what did they tell you? They said, Pastor Smith, we just got a reading a moment ago that your pulse dropped to 24. That's death. We don't know why you didn't have a cardiac arrest. But Pastor Smith, can I also tell you that your heart jumped back up to 190 in 20 seconds later. So what it was going clear out the top at 190 to 200 and then going down to the bottom, down to 24, all in 1 minute. You said, what in the world happened to you? Why are you still around? Why didn't you have a cardiac arrest? Why aren't you dead? Why aren't you planted? I know why I'm not planted. I know why some of you's not planted. Even in them deathly scenarios, I'm glad God is my stay. God is my stabilizer. God came where I was. Let's get real tonight. Yeah, there's many of you ought to be shouting and praising. You've walked through that valley. You've been in the hospital when they're about ready to say it's over. You can't be fixed. But they don't know the great physician. They don't know my God. They don't know the one I'm serving. They don't know the Lord, the Lamb, the Light of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Well, hallelujah. Then verse 5. Look here. Just stay in that verse. Sorrows of hell compassed about me. The stairs of death prevented me. He said, I had not only some deathly scenarios, but I had some dangerous surroundings. There's a bounty on his head. I know this about your preacher. I had a bounty on my head. Jeff, I had a bounty on my head. There's a group of people that had said they were going to destroy me. And they did everything possible to do it. They collated. I'm preaching. You said, oh, that'll never happen to me. Oh, you take a stand for God, it may just happen to you. Amen. See, when you're a pastor, you make hard choices. You don't let weak, sinful people work on your staff. Somebody help me. Come on now. You don't let people do wrong. Hey, you stand for God. Somebody say amen. But it's like when you start doing that, they'll throw every bit of mud out on you that they can. Look at that poor man that's trying to be a Supreme Court justice. Who in the world want to do that? I mean, you know, go back 35 years. Don't take me back to when I was a teenager. I ain't telling you a thing about it. I was a dirty, rotten heathen, saved by the grace of God. But anybody that wanted to come accuse me of anything, they had to get in line because they're as wicked as I was. Somebody help me preach. Hey, I can't remember last week, but so that's 36 years ago. When I was a teenager, what was that? I don't even remember when I was a teenager. Hello. I'm glad it's over, though. Look at verse 6. Y'all still with me? In my distress, I called upon the Lord. Some distressful situations. There's some of you tonight, you came into church frustrated. You came into church with fear. You came into church with worry. Let me say this to you tonight. I've got a God that is unshakable, unmovable. And God, the problems of this life does not drive him away, but they drive him to us. Somebody say amen. Thank God for the local church where I can come in and hear about God and hear about him being my stay and hear that God is on the throne despite what happens in my life. Whew. Look at verse 11. Look at this. Are y'all there? He made darkness his secret place. Hey, the darker as it gets in my life, he makes it his secret place. Yes, amen. What are you saying? Hey, Jeff, when it gets black, he's in there with me. Somebody with me. Said, I ain't never had no dark spots in my life. Man, I live in them most of the time. See, trials had the lights off. Have you ever had the lights off in your life when you didn't even know which way to go? You didn't know the will of God. You didn't know what to do. You didn't know where to go. You didn't know who to call. But thank God, aren't you glad for a God in your dark time when you didn't have discernment, when you could not see, and when you were blinded by the dark, he moved into your dark spot and abode there and took you through that dark hour. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to lift your hand up. Somebody ought to just say hallelujah. I'm still going. Stay with verse 6. Are you there? In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried. Somebody ought to get ready to take a shout and run. And cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple. And my cry came before him. Somebody. Even in his ears. You say, Preacher Smith, the kind of job you have, do you go home and get you a little stress ball? Do you pop a pill every day to kind of get you through to get a buzz? I just call on God. I just talk to God. I'm not squeezing a stress ball tonight. I'm not popping a pill to relieve me tonight. I'm telling you what my relief is. I called upon the Lord. He heard me. Lord God, Chad, not only, you know, listen to me. Hold a minute. I could talk to you in this room. You hear my voice. But ain't much going to be done. But if I did this, got up in the ear, Grant, go get me some water. Where's the water? I got water, but do your hand. Grant,
yes, sir.
I need you. God, I need you. Do you have any clue what I'm trying to say? Not only do I cry to his temple, listen to me. I got his ear. I don't have the president's ear. I don't have the Congress ear. And I won't want the Congress's ear. I don't have the Senate's ear. They're a bunch of idiots. Who want them? I don't have nobody's ear, but I do have God's ear.
Amen.
He heard me in his ear.
He did.
Whoa! I was in a dark spot. I was in a desperate spot. I was in a bad spot. I was in a hurtful spot. I was in the shadow of a valley of death. But he said,
amen.
God, I need you. And he said, I'm here. Right in the middle of your darkness, right in the middle of your blackness, right in the middle of all the confusion and the frustration and the fear, my God is right in the middle. Woo! I like his song. I can't sing it. Jesus is on the main line. How many glad he's on the main line? How many glad, like Dr. Bruce used to say, call unto me. You know, Jeremiah 33:3, that's God's phone number. Call unto me and I'll answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Woo! David said, I called on his name. Let's just say it. I'm going to give you John Smith's language here. Have you ever just spilt your guts out to him? Come on now. Aren't you glad he's never overwhelmed? Aren't you glad he's never weary? Aren't you glad we got a high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, yet without sin? Somebody say amen. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. I got his ear. Can I give you a little more? I'm going to give it to you anyway. Look at verse 7. I'll probably stop here. Maybe. Then the earth shook. When did the earth shake? Will you tell me when the earth shook? Context, please. Say it loud.
When it entered his ears.
Say it louder.
When it entered his ears.
Did y'all hear him? Here's what happened. I cried. It entered his ears. He shook the whole place up. I'm about to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. Woo! It entered his ears. He shook the place up. The earth shook and trembled. The foundations also, the hills moved and were shaken because he was wroth. Whew. Aren't you glad when he shakes things up? See, he'll shake my problems up. Somebody say amen. He'll take my big problem and it's little to him. He was my strong power. Look at verse number 8. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth. Devoured, coals were kindled by it. He's my strong power, unmovable. Started moving my enemies. Hey, they got mad at me, and he got mad at them. Something y'all didn't even get that, did you? They got mad at me, and he got mad at them. The best thing you can do is not lay your hand on God's anointed and lay your hand on another Christian and be a mouthing gossip and a critic and a bitter person, because you better stop laying your hand on somebody else, because God ain't going to allow you to do it, because he's going to come back and lay his hand on you. And I want you all to know his hand's a whole lot bigger than your hand. Yeah. I have a sister and two brothers. One, my brother's still alive. And one of my brothers, he's dead. And I don't want to hurt my other brother's feelings, but my dead brother's my favorite. Well, I'm sorry, Michael. He's my favorite. Buddy was my favorite. I'm going to tell you why Buddy was my favorite. Because every time I made a mess, my big brother took my problem. How many know where Orchard Manor is? You don't even want to go over here and packing. It's a tough place. I was over, I was 14 years old, yeah. I could play ball. I could play basketball back then. At 14, I was 6'4", skinny then. Dunked the ball then. I was tough. I went up for a rebound. And I'm 14, so I'm still clumsy. And I grabbed that ball and inadvertently elbowed the boy and busted him right in the chops. He was 17 years and 3/4 of a year old. He's almost 18. He wasn't old enough. He wasn't so old he couldn't bust me. So I went down the court and he tapped me on the shoulder, Jeff, and hit me right there. I had a white t-shirt on and blood went everywhere, bleeding like a stuck hog. I went home and I walked in, blood all my shirt. My brother was there. My powerful brother. He said, "What happened to you?" I said, I called the guy's name. I said, "He busted me in the nose because I inadvertently hit him with the elbow." He said, you mean he hit you just because you hit him with the elbow and you didn't mean to?" I said, "Yeah." But I said, "He ain't 18. He said, "It's okay, I got this." About 3 months rolled by and the boy become 18. See, you don't want to get mad at John David Smith, because Buddy Smith will get mad at you. So he said, "Here's what I want to do. Let's go over and play basketball at Orchard Marina. And I want you to go down the court like you did the last time. But this time go up and get a rebound. But this time do it on purpose and bust his head off." I said, "You want me to die?" He said, "You are not going to die." So I went up and got the rebound. I saw it. Son, he came to me, came after me. Guess who came in? My super powerful brother. He whoop, whoop, whoop. And that boy was laying down bleeding. I said, "How's that blood feel? Hey, you ought not to mess with my big brother." Well, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. He's my big brother. He's my helper. Somebody ought to walk around and stroll. Hey, don't you dare get mad at me, because he'll get mad at you. How many's glad you got somebody to fight your battles? How many's glad when you get knocked down that he'll knock them down for you? Whoa! I'm feeling like I'm preaching tonight. In verse 9, I see his supreme presence. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Y'all got that? He came down. He came down. Look at that. And rode upon a cherubim and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. Whew. Look at verse 11. He made the darkness his secret place, his pavilion. Round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of skies. He was my strong power. He was my supreme. He was had supreme presence. Look at verse 14. Y'all there? Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. And he shot out lightnings and discomforted them. He was our sure protection. Listen, can I quote this? I hope I don't mess it up. As you grow in Christ, your problems grow. As your problems grow, somebody write this down. His grace grows. How many got that? I think you need one more dose of that. As you grow in Christ, your problems grow. Come on now. And as your problems grow, God's grace grows. See, God's grace stronger than anybody's in his problems. Yeah, you know what some of y'all's problem is? You just won't come down and humble yourself at an altar and say, God, I can't do this. I want your ear. I've got to have your ear. I'm desperate for a solution. Maybe it's a financial solution. Maybe it's a physical solution. Maybe it's an emotional solution. I don't know what your solution is, but God has it. You know what a lot of y'all all do tonight? I'm wrapping it up. Y'all come around this altar and call on him. And I believe you do it with a sincere heart. He might turn your marriage around. He might turn that job situation around. He might turn that health problem you got around. He might bring healing under his wings to you tonight. You have not because you asked not. He is your stay. Stand with me. I tell you what I want to do. I want to do it this way. I'm not going to plead with you. If you got an issue, any kind of issue, I just want you to come and pray and get down on the altar and get his ear. Just slip out of your seat. Father, touch this invitation. Help folks just sincerely move toward Jesus. Move toward Jesus. Just move toward Jesus. Help us tonight to get your ear, to cry on the Lord. In Jesus' name. Somebody keep coming. This altar's filling. You ought to fill it up tonight. You ought to come tonight. Come on, you ought to be up here. You ought to be up here. Say, I need him. You ought to be up here. Preacher, you don't know what's going on in my home. He does. You ought to be up here. You don't know what's going on with my finances. He does. And you ought to be up here. Preacher, you don't know what's going on in my marriage. He does. You ought to find a place to pray. A place to call on God. Some of you others, come on. Tonight, you ought to be up here. Tonight, you ought to make your way. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. Yes. In Father's yes. Of love. Oh, sing it, girl, sing it. What a treasure I have. What a treasure. In this wonder. Somebody ought to be making it up here. Buried deep what a treasure. In the heart of my soul. So secure that no power can mind it away. While the years of eternity roll. Oh, sing it, church, sing it. Peace, peace. Can you worship? Wonderful peace. Oh, you got it yet? Down from the Father above. Sweet boy. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm glad you've been in church. So I hope you got some help. Amen. Hope you got some help. Yeah. Praise the Lord. He's good, isn't he? Yeah, he's faithful.